Welcome to Wormwood and Witches, a podcast exploring the dark corners of the unknown.
Tap into the divine with our coven as we explore topics of witchcraft and all the liminal spaces in between.
I'm Tally, an archaeologist.
And I'm Erica, a museum collection specialist.
Let's transport ourselves through the history of time and space
as we open the gates to the unknown.
Hey, Mugworts. Before we get started on this week's episode, we have a listener story for you about ancestors, and we hope you enjoy it. If you want to send in your listener story, you can always send us a recording on Spotify for Podcasters. Find us at Wormwood and Witches, or you can email us at wormwoodandwitches@gmail.com. You can even send us a DM on Instagram. Enjoy.
Hi, Tally and Erica. Since it's coming up on Samhain, I wanted to call in with some experiences I had recently related to connecting with my ancestors. It's kind of a long story with a few parts, so please bear with me. I just got back from a trip east to visit the small township in Pennsylvania where my dad's family have lived for quite a long time. So naturally, a lot of my ancestors are buried there. I don't get to visit very often, so I wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to absorb as much Pennsylvania Dutch culture as I could. The night I arrived, my grandfather mentioned that the Pennsylvania Dutch Cultural Center he volunteers at was hosting a previously at-capacity culinary workshop the next morning, and that there had been two cancellations, so he asked if I wanted to attend. I said yes, and after the workshop, I wandered around the cultural center, ending up in the small gift shop's used book section. There was a book there about a type of Pennsylvania Dutch folk art called Frochter, which is similar to illumination or the art that accompanies medieval texts. Bright colors, floral elements, the whole bit. I got a sort of gut feeling that I should buy the book, and while looking through it, a few artists' names jumped out at me as familiar. And it was only when I checked my Ancestry.com family tree that I was creating that I realized why. The two people whose names I recognized were my 5x great-grandfather and 4x great-aunt, respectively, which was really amazing to see. Now, since my grandfather volunteers at the Cultural Center, he was able to get me a meeting with the curator of the collections there later in the week. And keep in mind, this meeting was planned before I left for the trip. So I walk into the curator's workroom, and she kind of rushes around to find me a chair. I sit down, and on the side of a filing cabinet to my immediate left, at eye level, was a magnet that said, "Intuition will never lead you to harm." And it was the only magnet on the filing cabinet. And at this meeting, I had the privilege of seeing my ancestors' art in person and talking to the curator in depth about it. If the workshop cancellations hadn't happened, I wouldn't have been at the Cultural Center at all before this planned meeting later in the week. I wouldn't have found the Book of Frochter in time to learn about my ancestors' art, and I wouldn't have been able to ask to see it and spend time with it in person. But during my visit, my grandfather took me around to a bunch of cemeteries where my ancestors were buried, like 4 or 5 in total. At the first cemetery, I noticed a vulture flying around above it. I made a mental note of it, but didn't really think much about it, until I saw another vulture while driving to the next cemetery. Over the course of visiting each cemetery that day, none of which were particularly close together, like at least 10 miles apart, I saw a vulture on the drive between each one. So this had my attention for sure. And what really sealed this for me as a sign for my ancestors was the morning that I left. On the drive to the airport, I saw a flock of maybe 10 vultures circling right over the freeway. I checked for roadkill around, and there wasn't any. Now, I like vultures. I think they're amazing birds, so I didn't see this in an intimidating or scary light. And when I looked into it, apparently vultures symbolize spirits of the dead in many cultures, and they're known to be very family-oriented birds, and nest together in huge flocks. So I'd like to think the vultures were little waves from my ancestors as they watched me go around town, and then a bit of a send-off at the end of my trip. So thank you for allowing me to share this with you all. I wish you a blessed Samhain.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Wormwood and Witches. I'm Erica.
I'm Tally.
We are here to pleasure your ear holes once again. I gotta make it awkward somehow.
I mean, you always do. I love it.
Would it be my personality if it didn't?
No. No, not at all. I like that I'm actually drinking wine and you are not.
What is happening? We are in alternate dimensions.
I'm in the fuck it universe.
I mean, I'm there with you. I was complaining to Tally about all the allergies that are kind of out and about with all the falling leaves and dust in the air, because it's actually pretty warm out. So
it is like 80, almost 80 today.
Doesn't feel like fall, but
it was 20.
It's like, okay,
it's 20 last week and snowing, and now it's 80 and everything is dead because it was like 20 degrees for 4 days.
Yeah, and I was like, of course, snowy and cold for Halloween. So, of course, rather than kind of like this like mild evening weather. So
we could have eased into it, but we sure didn't.
No, it's like whiplash. But yeah. We did still get, I guess, how was your Halloween? How was your...
Three kids Halloween. Showed up.
Nice.
Three whole children. Yeah. So that was fun. Otherwise, it was pretty mellow.
Yeah.
And then I was at that market when it started snowing and it was really cold.
That's right.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. It was a great little shop, and the terrarium shop. But the market was outside and it was like 32 degrees and it started snowing, but people came out until it just wasn't letting up. And then I just felt like I'm probably ruining my products now. I mean, even with a tent, but snow gets in there. So
yeah.
And
you're like, I'm cold. Bye.
And I was freezing for sure.
That's fair. My blow up dinosaur costume.
Oh,
was
my
fingers were frozen and I not tall enough to see out the window. Like you could just see like the top of my forehead, basically.
No,
kids kept asking, like, is there a person in there? So just for the viewers, listeners here, my house did Jurassic Park themed. So I had some wire fencing up with like, you know, like the voltage, high voltage sign. And then I had a blow up T-Rex costume. And I tell him he looks like, usually I try to put more effort into the Halloween costumes for him. And just didn't have time. This like whole October was chaos.
Yeah, we need a redo.
Yeah, I feel like I got no October whatsoever, no spooky season. So I was just hodgepodging his costume together because he was Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park, or Jeff Goldblum's character. And he had a black mullet on with some cheap store-bought King Super Kroger glasses that I had him punch the lenses out because they were giving him a headache. And like all black, wearing like, you know, all black and stuff like that. So, but he looked like the wish.com version. Jeff Goldblum, it was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. But kids loved it. And we had the Jurassic Park thing just going on in the background. I had some blow up.
Yeah.
Had a blow up Triceratops, and then we had tiki torches that were lit.
Listen, all of that is great, but what I want to talk about is your mind-blowing costume over the weekend where I thought I was going to die of laughter. That one. Explain and show more photos. You have to show photos to the Wormwood and Witches coven because
I'll share the
I'm like
TikTok that I
crying just
made.
thinking about what you look like. Oh my God.
Oh my
That
God.
was fabulous.
I'll post it to our social media. I have a personal TikTok account that I rarely put stuff out on, but yeah. So my friend hosts a murder and mystery party that always falls on the Saturday before Halloween. And so this year the theme was like Enchanted, or like basically a knockoff of Disney, essentially. So we had all the traditional Disney characters and like folklore characters like Aladdin, Jasmine, but they're called different things, you know, Little Red Riding Hood. And I had to go as Rumpelstiltskin. That was my
Of
shoot.
all things.
That was my assigned character, and
Yeah, you don't get
I
to
don't
choose.
fuck around. I don't fuck around. So, by nature of being an Aries, I want to win. So I ham up my character in physical appearance and also in my demeanor. So I was creepy as fuck,
Yeah.
and I was wearing, if you don't know what I look like, I have a lot of hair, a lot of brown hair. So I had to hide it under a ball cap, and then I put on a prosthetic nose, a prosthetic chin, prosthetic like long elf ears. And then I had sewn my like finally like my hobbit vest that I have dreamed up of, that's like mustard yellow velvet on the outside and mushroom print on the inside. But anyways, and then I had these like long spindly fingers that I bought from Amazon. So I was just going around and creeping everybody out. And just, I don't know, like they're like, "Who are you?" I'm just like, "Yes, I'm Rumpelstiltskin, right there." Like,
Oh my
I don't
gosh.
know what I was doing. I was just trolling people. Me and the Prince Charming had beef, and so I just kept calling him a turd bucket from afar.
My God. So good.
It was fun being creepy, but yes,
I died.
I won
I
best
died.
costume. Red, who was played by Patrick, so a gender bender Little Red Riding Hood, won best like character, I guess, if you will. And they were going around, they had a styrofoam cooler that had the picnic print on it that they just like stapled like plastic picnic print to, like the red and white checker, and just kept going around and saying like, "Would you like a trick or a treat?" And one of the goals is to, you start off with like a bunch of fake money, and you're trying to gather as much money as you can at the end of the thing. So at the end of the party. And so he was selling brown paper bags for this fake money filled with sex positions, fruit flavored lube,
Oh my
and
gosh.
candy. So it was a good time.
It sounds like it.
It was great. It was great. So,
What's your witchy woo?
I was just about to ask you that.
I beat you to
My witchy woo is two things. One, I got my first pair of Doc Martens today, so I'm very excited.
Nice.
And
I like how
what else?
they are still, they've never lost fashion.
So I'm really excited that I got my first pair. So I'm hoping that they'll be more comfortable once broken in. So
Yeah.
And then I also found the dill pickle bitchin' sauce. So thought it was going to be this elusive creature out on the
What?
street,
Oh
and
my gosh.
I was able to find it.
I saw your post, but I was like, what? Bitchin' sauce. It's bitchin' sauce. Why are you so excited about that? And now I can see the image in my head, and now
Because
I
it's
know what
dill
you're
pickle
saying.
flavored.
Oh my God, yum.
It's
Yum.
really good. It's pretty good. How what's
Ugh.
your witchy woo?
Oh boy. I don't know, I'm dead inside, which is why we do these, so we could like have something
Have
happy.
a glimmer of hope.
I know. Honestly, I've just been content. Like this weekend, I guess maybe it's a lame witchy woo, but I just had a really nice time by myself all weekend.
Hell yeah, dude.
Did what I wanted. I had some wine that I'm still working through and grill dinner, which was like truffle cheese and crackers and salmon
Oh, fuck
basically all
yeah.
weekend. I went to the gym, basically avoiding things that I actually need to do and just took time for myself. Read
That
like
is a
two
witchy
books.
woo.
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
it is. I mean, and then now I'm freaking out because it's Sunday evening and I have 10,000 things on my list I need to do. But I have to also know that me sitting on the couch and reading a book was what I needed to do.
We don't
So,
get that very often, so I say take advantage of it. And
I mean, I cleaned the kitchen, so there was something to that. I at
yeah.
least did something. But yeah, right now I want to shame myself because it's Sunday evening. So
Dude,
I'm trying not
it's
to.
the weird guilt that women have. I ended up getting food poisoning on Thursday night. And
No.
yeah, like vomit the whole nine yards. And like took Friday off, and it's like still ended up working probably a couple hours, but like still, like it's like why, what bullshit that we feel guilty also taking time off, whether it's for mental health day or for actually being sick, like missing work, right? So it's like
Right.
it's so annoying being a
Right.
woman and feeling guilty for all these stupid ass reasons.
Right.
You don't need to feel guilty at all for laying on the couch reading a book and not being productive or not cleaning. You're being
Right.
productive for yourself and your
Yeah.
mind and your soul.
Yeah. Like I enjoyed it. I wanted to finish the book so I can read book two, which is on its way. And, yeah, I don't know. I just was like, I really enjoyed doing it. I didn't turn the TV on once. It's been off since, I don't know, Thursday night, probably. It's Friday morning. Haven't. I've never been a TV person really. Like, unless I like something or want to watch something, I always watch it on my laptop. Because this television is the first one that I've ever owned, and I got it in like 2021
Yeah.
when Tom's went out. So I was like, well, I guess I'll buy a TV now, finally. So yeah, I don't know. It's just I thought about turning it on and watching a movie, but it was like, no, I'm really into these books and I want quiet. So I let the
I
books
find,
be the television for my mind.
yeah, I find that when I'm not with Dan, like I'll watch some TV or play a little bit of like Hogwarts Legacy or something, but for the most part, I'm like out and about doing something in the backyard or around the house or like
Yeah.
hopping around, like
Yeah, so you put
taking
on
a
music
bath.
or a
Yeah.
podcast or an
Yeah.
audiobook or something else, which is what I did when I was cleaning the kitchen and doing other things when I wasn't sitting there. I just had that on versus TV. I don't know. Not really
Yeah.
anything on. Yeah, so that was my witchy
That's
woo.
awesome. Well, I'm glad you did that for yourself. And that is a witchy woo.
Thank you. Remind ourselves to just sit on the couch. Is fine.
It is. So
Okay, so
today.
since we are on the heels of Halloween, We've obviously discussed Samhain and things like that. But I wanted to just talk about kind of the origins of trick-or-treating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation with people at work. I'm like, actually, like, I feel like stuff has relatively originated from Ireland, but like, and like that area, but like, I'm like, I actually don't know that I like the roots of, yeah, like trick-or-treating, dressing up, or anything. So I'll be interested.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the 1920s really nailed it with their super creepy costumes.
Oh my God.
Like ghosts and
Yes.
rabbits and shit, but yeah. So just
Terrifying.
yeah, like beyond terrifying, and the kids are just like having fun. That's all. Whoa. Sorry, there's like some weird lights going on outside. Up on a hill that there shouldn't be any lights at. It just caught
Oh
my
my
eye.
God, are you about to get beamed up by aliens?
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like. There's like these lights flickering in a row up on the hill, like up on Apex, that there's no homes over there. I don't know. Okay. As long as I don't see any smoke, I'll be fine. Okay,
I see a
anyway.
bright flash and you disappear.
Yeah. Hopefully not. That's just really bizarre. I've never seen that before. Okay. All right, back to a trick or treating. So we know that it has its roots in the Halloween has its roots in Samhain, that spans thousands of years in the pre-Christian Celtic traditions. They believe the dead returned on that day. People gathered to light bonfires and pay homage to the dead. Homage or homage? What is it? Homage?
I always say homage, but
Homage. I think you're
I don't
right.
know. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot of the time.
No, I feel like you're right because sometimes my
An
Texas education,
homage.
the hom oh, it could be homage. I could say it. They lit bonfires to pay homage to the dead. And some villagers would actually dress themselves up in costumes made from animal skins to basically drive away. I know, I was like, I bet that smelled really good.
I was like, cool, but also, eh?
Yuck. To drive away any unwelcomed guests. I saw some contradiction with this because I feel like that's probably a pretty good start, but maybe this is also an and or of they would also leave out food to placate these pesky evil spirits or demons or whatever they might be.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. So later on, people started dressing up as ghosts and demons and other malevolent.
That's her own unique riff, everybody. You're welcome.
I'll leave that in there. Malevolent creatures and performing antics in exchange for food and drinks. So we're already getting into like kind of a trick-or-treating. Who the fuck knows when, like a long time ago.
I just like this like debauchery. And now it's divulged into like a murder mystery part, Rumpelstiltskin party, where it's just like, yeah, I'll dress up as this thing,
Yeah.
drink some wine, try to placate some spirits, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, another excuse to party, really what it boils down to.
That's fair. Life's too short to not party.
Yeah. And then later on, the poor would start to visit houses of the wealthier families to receive soul cakes in exchange to pray for the souls of the homeowners' deceased loved ones, which I thought was kind of cool. And that was known as souling. I think that was more when Christian influence started to take hold, grab its meat hooks onto these things. But then children took up the practice by knocking on doors, asking for gifts like food and money. In Scotland and Ireland, it was called guising, where you would dress up in a costume, accept any offerings that people might give, and instead of praying for the dead, they would sing, tell a joke, recite poetry. Man, I am on fire tonight. They would recite poetry because they're poor.
I wonder if poetry, like trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat comes
Ooh.
from.
Oh my gosh, that would have been really good to know.
They're
I
like,
didn't
the person at the
do.
door is like, hey,
Like, no, I don't want to smell your feet. Thank you very much.
they smell like cheese.
Yeah, because you're a kid and you're gross. Anyway, they would recite poetry or perform a trick before collecting their treat. So maybe that is what those were all the tricks that they could do.
I can't imagine all the tricks.
Yeah.
I'm really curious.
I'm like, magic tricks? Or are they saying telling a joke or singing, or the poetry part is the trick, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. And remember when I went down a rabbit hole deep dive? It was like rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole. I can't even remember what the actual topic was, but I kept finding all these links. And Guy Fawkes Day came up, which is November 5th, which is today, the day we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it also has a small little part to play in this too, where the British wore masks and begged for pennies and celebrated on today, which I thought was wild. I was like, wait, isn't that today?
Remember the 5th of November.
Yeah, exactly. Which I can't remember the episode that that was about, where I was just down a rabbit hole and was like, oh, and Guy Fawkes is connected to this. And then there was like some fucking castle and princess. I don't know. It was
I
true
have
to
no
form.
idea. We've done
Because,
too many episodes at this point.
yeah, it was definitely a year ago. So I wonder if it was all also. I swear I have not had that much wine. I promise.
She's just been day drinking, y'all.
I've been drinking bottles and bottles of wine today. No,
I've seen
I'm
your
not.
Tally the Book Witch TikTok.
Yeah, I just started that one.
So, where you just like drink it out of a wine bottle? Wink, wink.
No, I wasn't, was I?
There's one where you're just like, you take a swig out of it.
Oh, it's closed.
Yeah.
Oh, I get. Oh, you
But
got it. You understood the joke.
she's not picking up what I'm putting down, y'all. It's okay.
No.
All good. It's Sunday.
Don't remind me. Okay, where was I?
Guy Fawkes Day.
Yay. So I'm going to back up just for a second, but because again, kind of a rabbit hole going down, like, okay, well, what about carving pumpkins and things like that? So people in Ireland and Scotland would carve turnips and potatoes because I believe pumpkins come from more of a South American area. So they didn't have
Curcubata.
pumpkins, but huh?
It's like curcubata. Isn't that the
Oh.
scientific name? Oh, they are like South American though.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're just like, let me do this scary ass turnip.
Oh my God, they're terrifying. So
No bueno.
they would carve turnips and potatoes, and that started around the 1800s from an Irish myth about a man named Stingy Jack. Yeah. Stingy Jack apparently tricked the devil and then was formed. Oh my God, I swear I'm okay.
She's gonna make it through this episode, y'all, I promise.
I want to leave all of this in because it's ridiculous. And
We're human too.
our five followers will be like, and I'm out. You should have edited this.
5 million followers.
So Stingy Jack, he tricked the devil and was forced to roam the earth with only a burning coal inside a turnip to light his way.
I'm sure that doesn't cast very much light.
I also pictured that in my head.
He's like, I
How?
can't fucking see anything with this
Yeah. I mean,
goddamn
can
thing.
you? You can't really like dig out a turnip very well. Like, that's a lot of digging.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did do that and they lit it, I'm assuming. Maybe they
Yeah.
didn't. Maybe they just carved it, and it says that they would carve the turnips and potatoes and set them in the window to frighten Stingy Jack away from their
Oh,
home. Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
I also know that based on our Samhain folklore is that the lights in the, whether it's the windows or like the jack-o'-lanterns too, are supposed to help guide spirits too, since it's the veil is the thinnest. So
Yeah,
maybe
which
supposedly to scare Jack and guide him away from your house. You're like, no, go, just keep going down the street. Keep following the jack-o'-lanterns. Bye.
I thought that too, like this was a got like a welcoming thing.
But they're like, no. Is that why
Yeah.
we make our jack-o'-lanterns so scary? Maybe.
Yeah, because there are conflicting stories about that. Like, you do it to scare away spirits that shouldn't be coming to your house. And then other times it's like you hear, oh no, you light it to let them in.
Or at least
So
guide them, I guess,
guide
somewhere. I
them
don't
somewhere, guide them into the light.
know. Don't follow the lights.
So that's up in the air. I don't know.
Well, a lot of these traditions are so old too that like we don't have right like written. This was all oral tradition when you think of
Yeah.
like the Celts and stuff like that. So it's nothing's written down. So it's all relatively conjecture of just by what's been passed down from
And
generation
things
to
change.
generation. So until
Yeah.
somebody does decide to write it down and that's
Right.
all based on their point of view is what's
Right.
happening.
Right. Yay, history.
Woo.
And things change too throughout time of, oh, let's We this is how we think, and then now it's maybe make it more positive. So who knows?
Yeah,
I would say
totally.
though, turnips are frightening when you carve them, at least the photos that I've seen. So that might still track.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
The pumpkins are
Horrifying.
like, okay, if you're cool, then we're cool. But if you're not, we've got this turnip here to scare the bejesus out of you.
I'm gonna see if I can carve a turnip next year.
I wanted to this year, and then October, like we were just saying, didn't October for us. So
Yeah. I'm
maybe
just
for
like, did I even
Thanksgiving.
Halloween this year? I
No,
don't
I feel
know.
like, yeah. Anyway, no, I didn't. So back to Guy Fawkes and kind of that tradition really got underway in the late 1800s, and then you have immigrants coming over. So there's a lot of Irish immigrants coming over, bringing in their traditions, right? So, by the 20th century, and with the Great Depression and World War II, like all those fun things,
That's one way to put it.
yeah, they had started doing some form of Halloween, but because of those things that were taking place, nobody really had any extra food or handouts or money to give to people. So more tricks started to happen than
Oh my God.
treats, than any of the guising or the souling that would happen. So once they kind of righted themselves and the baby boomers were born, Halloween was back on track. But those little hoodlums that are now our parents and grandparents and maybe even great grandparents still had a lot of mischief going on. I think because there was still just not a lot of jobs, not a lot of things to do. Kids were bored. And when kids are bored, they get into shit. So there was a lot of pranking going on to the point where there was government discussion of banning it altogether.
Oh no,
I
don't
know.
ban spooky time.
I know. Well, these little shits that are now our parents and grandparents, they would place wagons and livestock on top of barn roofs or uproot vegetables and tip outhouses over. And then, of course, some accounts talk about physical assault. So they were
that's
being,
no bueno, but tipping over outhouses is pretty funny.
That's like kind of funny. The uprooting of vegetables, not really funny because that's food.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is before like super major grocery stores. So
yeah,
that's a livelihood. Now, this is where I couldn't find, which this is information that's been living in my head for years. And now all of a sudden, now that I want to talk about it, it's not in my head. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but there was this woman, and I want to say in Kansas around the 1940s-ish time period, maybe the 1950s, where these kids every year would basically kick down her white picket fence and uproot her garden vegetables. And
I would be like,
yeah, she was pissed.
It's on.
Yeah. And it would happen. And they kind of did it throughout the neighborhood too, but they really, for whatever reason, really attacked her house. I mean, who knows if she was yelling at them through the rest of the year with the whole get off my lawn thing. But they were trying to figure out things for bored kids to do on that night because they knew that all havoc would break loose. I wish I could remember her name because even like 4 days ago, I knew it, like casually brought it up. And now because I did that, it's left my brain.
That was a one-time use.
Apparently. So I think they did like a festival and stuff to keep kids busy and tired. But then she woke up the next day and they still pulled her vegetables and just mean things to her garden and her house.
Rude.
And then presumably that's when she said, hey, why don't we do the trick or treating thing and knock on people's doors and they give you candy?
Hmm. And now have we divulged into the current trick of like also where people are like, take only one piece of candy and then the kids dump the whole bowl. And I don't know if you've seen this on social media, but so funny. Made it where like if they take the bowl, like it's a metal bowl and they push a button, like the homeowner pushes a button and it gives them the kids a little shock.
No,
so,
that's amazing.
So I feel like that this is like the revenge of this Kansas woman. She's like, yes,
probably,
get them.
It's probably not a shock. It's probably like a vibration. Like it doesn't even have to be a shock. It's just like, bzz, like it could be anything. And
people
the
are
kids
like,
are going to shit themselves. Yeah, of course. Sure. That's funny. Yeah. So, I mean, of course, now the 1950s and everything is changing rapidly. Basically to what we have today, but presumably the tradition that we know today started with this woman in Kansas. I don't know. With haunted houses, that kind of started in the 1800s in Europe with, here I go again, Marie Trousseau's Wax Museum.
Oh my gosh.
In London, called the Chamber of Horrors.
Ugh.
And they had decapitated figures from the French Revolution.
Oh my God. But made of wax since it's Madame Tussauds?
Yeah.
Oh
I
my
think I
gosh.
Said Trousseau's. I think I put
Trousseau's. And now all she makes is celebrities.
Right. Exactly. So when I saw that, I thought that was interesting that it kind of started there.
That is weird.
The wax museum. Now,
I never even would have thought about where haunted houses came from.
Yeah. Who knows? But they've definitely gotten a lot brighter since then. I started watching a I don't know if it like a documentary about this guy that started kind of a I don't know, like a haunted house where you are actually physically kidnapped, put into like a ice cooler and tortured.
No,
And
thank
you really
you.
Can't say no until you're done, like 2 hours to 6 hours or whatever it was. And like people are crying, losing their shit, like really getting scared.
Like hard pass.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It sounds like he's not doing, I didn't finish because I was even kind of freaking out just watching, just the panic that I was seeing from other
people. Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, like not, it was like, come on, everybody has a safe word. Come on, you know, like do something like that. But yeah. they wouldn't. So it doesn't sound like he's doing them anymore because he was, I mean, they were really physically assaulting and torturing people, you know, not to.
Who thinks that this is a good idea?
I don't know. I mean, that's where it's like, nope, just keep it 13th floor and we'll be fine. That's scary enough, but we know that nobody's going to actually touch you. So why?
Yeah, I don't even want them to like touch me at all. Yeah,
no. But I mean, like this guy had him up on chained, dousing water on them. Like it was just awful, awful. But I might still finish.
Like I just need to know the end.
I just kind of, I mean, I he's probably in jail or something being sued. So now with the 1950s and candy and the explosion, it's like a $3 billion industry at this point for all things Halloween.
Holy shit. I wonder what percentage of that is Spirit Halloween.
Probably $2.5 billion.
I feel like I should buy stock in Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, if you can, if you can afford that. So then now it's what it is today. And of course, in the 80s, we have Satanic Panic and the poisonous Halloween candy, which was never true. Like, do you remember when you were a kid, parents could take their candy to the police station and have it screened for needles and, I don't know, like razors stuff? And yeah. I mean, do you remember that? First of all, nobody's
My mom never did that. So.
Mine never did either, but that's because they were like, that's bullshit and we're not going to do that. Also, and I remember even just a few years ago when marijuana became legalized in Colorado, that people were freaking out that, you know, stoners are going to give away their weed to children on Halloween.
Like, listen, nobody's going to give up their drugs.
Nobody's going to give your kid their hard-earned, very expensive drugs. Like, no. And nobody's that high that they're going to accidentally give weed gummies to your 5-year-old.
The creepiest thing is my neighbor posted that somebody gave their kid a like Nature Valley bar that expired before their kid was even born, like back in 2017. She's like, that's the spookiest of them all.
That's hilarious.
God.
The only fact, quote unquote, where drugs or poisonings came in was on Halloween in 1974 in Texas, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. No, I'm kidding. His name was Ronald O'Brien. He actually did give cyanide lace pixie sticks to one of his 5 children. Actually, I think he gave it to all of his children. But only one of his kids actually ate it. The other kids didn't.
Because they're like, no, I fucking hate pixie sticks.
Yeah, because they're fucking pixie sticks. Give me a Snickers.
Yeah.
And he was 8, and his name is Timothy. I believe I did like a Murder Mystery Monday on him. I know the guy went to jail and stuff like that. And I want to say it was probably insurance money, something stupid like that. Yeah. So that's unfortunate, but that's the only one. And it was internal. It wasn't, I'm going
like
to
giving it out.
Right. Right. Which I think his idea was, oh, my kids went trick or treating and this pixie stick happened to show up. When it wasn't, you know, and try and blame it on somebody else. But it was quickly found that it was internal and that His own dad did it. So
Oh, that's so
I
sad.
know. I know. And I realize I ended on that sad note. I should
You're
not have
just
done
like,
that.
and we're done. I'm
And
still
okay,
looking. I
bye.
did not know that Spirit Halloween is owned by Spencer's.
That makes sense. That's why Spencer's is still around,
Oh my
because
God.
they have the money to stay in malls. I mean, I thought that would have gone bye-bye a long time ago. I remember Spencer's when I was in high school.
And if you want to buy stock in Spencer's, it is only $68.85 right now a share. So,
What about Spirit Halloween? Or
well,
is,
if it's owned
would
by
that be the
Spencer's, I
same?
guess, like,
I don't know.
well, it is Spirit Halloween is owned by Spencer's. So, I guess if you invest in stock in Spencer's, wouldn't that equate to then like their Spirit Halloween revenue?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
not.
Don't ask me. I don't know how. This is also, I should say, not giving advice of whatsoever to cover our own
Yes.
asses to be like, I'm not telling you what to buy stock in.
Yeah, I
I
know.
was just curious.
Don't listen to us.
Oh my
I feel like
God.
it would be separate, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume since it's like owned by the or they own it, it would influence the stock, maybe. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh man.
So, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Do you like candy corn? I guess that's a good question to ask.
No, it's an abomination.
I don't hate it. It's not, I don't buy it necessarily, but if it's around, I'll pop a few in my mouth.
I bought like a chocolate mix of like 150 pieces or whatever, and then kind of like a Nerds and whatever. It had like Laffy Taffy and other things that I haven't had in ages.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, still holds up. But like I told Dan as he was passing it out, I was like, give him like the fucking banana flavored Laffy Taffy. Like start doling out the shit that I don't want to eat. Like
Yeah.
pre-pick
I
through
don't
it and
mind
get.
fake banana either.
Well, maybe you'll get two fake banana Laffy Taffys that are at.
Again, I don't seek it out, but if it's there, I'm like,
Was pretty
huh.
proud of myself that I literally cracked the bag to eat, have a couple pieces of chocolate like the day of Halloween. Like
Yeah.
I did a good job of not breaking into it early. So, but
Yeah.
would it, I feel like I'm a big Reese's peanut butter cups and Almond Joy fan. Anything
Ooh.
coconut. I'm a sucker for coconut, which is probably why I
Yeah.
love tiki drinks so much. But
Oh, that makes sense.
how about
God, would
you?
love Puerto Rico. Everything has coconut in it. Like they had coconut mojitos with
Oh, hell
the
yeah.
we were even just putting it in our coffee in the morning, like
God damn it. Now I
canned
need to.
coconut, like like sweetened condensed milk, but it was the coconut version.
Fuck yeah. So good.
And we were adding that to our coffee in the morning, and it was like we cannot do this when we get home because I'd be 10,000 pounds by now. It was so delicious, and
I
everything
really
else
want a
had like
coconut mojito. God damn it.
I well no, and it was with that same like condensed sweetened coconut too. Oh my God, it was so good. I had so much heartburn though. Because of everything was sweet or fried, like the food, we had to cook our own food and go out to like one fancy restaurant because and where I could get grilled because I just my body was like, no, you
You
can't.
need a vegetable, bitch.
Yeah, like one that's not deep fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
So,
much. But
what Halloween candy do you like?
I definitely like the peanut butter cups, which is what we gave out. We just had two big bags of peanut butter cups.
Hell
So,
yeah.
yeah. And Kit Kats, I love Kit Kats.
Kit Kats are so good too.
Yeah. And I try to not eat them until this time of year, like Halloween, and don't really have that kind of stuff in the house. But yeah, I would say if there's a bowl full of stuff, I'll probably grab the Kit Kat first.
I could see that.
The
I
cookie and the
also
caramel.
thoroughly enjoy a good Kit Kat,
Yeah.
so.
Wait. Oh my God. I'm such a big fat liar. Not a Kit Kat. No.
A
My
hundred
brain
gram
is
bar or what?
not here. Twix.
Oh.
I do like Kit Kats, though. They're very similar. One has caramel
Yeah.
and one doesn't.
Yeah, well, and one's a wafer and one's a cookie, but
That's how much I eat this stuff.
oh my God.
Whoa,
Books are pretty good, so.
what's behind you?
Shut up. What
Oh,
is?
I don't know. Who's home? Is Dan home?
Stop it. I don't like that.
No. What it was, oh my gosh. What
Nobody.
was that?
Shut up.
What was that?
Shut up.
I'm not, I wish I was
I don't
kidding. Is Dan not home?
know. Anna's not home. What the
What
fuck are
the
you
fuck
doing?
was in the corner? I am so not kidding
Tally,
you.
Tally, what the
Okay,
fuck?
where's my
I'm
finger?
not
Okay,
kidding.
to your right, it was just off to your right, and there was like something in the air because your
What?
computer screen is kind of up, right? So I see a lot
Yeah.
of like your shoulders and the roof. And so up by like over towards your door, something was halfway up, which would have been really high. Like something in the corner, like whitish, grayish, like right here that just came.
What the fuck?
I
Okay,
don't, I'm not kidding. I'm not, oh yeah,
you're gonna.
turn it more, and maybe it's something. No,
Okay,
I don't know. It was that
you
wall.
are watching this. I'm going to go turn on my light because you have me freaked the fuck
I'm
out.
so
The
sorry.
fuck is wrong?
Maybe it was a light or something through your window, like a car. So yeah, it would have basically been where your that picture is on that wall. No, come back in. Like this, that wall right there. The one with your pretty picture on it.
What? Oh, this
That
one.
one. Like it came from like that side. The
This
cool
one.
thing is that we are recording this and we have the video, so we can look at it again. We can look at it again because we're recording.
What the fuck?
I don't know what it, I thought it was like Dan moving or like your cat, but then when I saw how the image, how your video is facing more up.
I
But
hate you
it was,
so much right
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just thought it was Dan or your cat, like the cat's tail or something. But maybe what it was is because your front window is still open, somebody turned down your street and it
now.
reflected off of that picture because it's
I hope
glass.
so. At first, I thought you were gonna say that there was like, because I have like sheer curtains, I guess. In the front window, that you were like saying that somebody was there, and I was like, what the fuck? Oh
No,
my
no,
God.
no. No, something in your house.
Oh, good. That makes sense so much.
Don't know. That was weird. I mean, that I'm not trying to scare you, but that was a genuine reaction to something that I saw in the corner, like just barely entering into the video
Oh
panel.
God.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna have to relook at this video again.
Yeah, big time.
I guess with that,
Okay.
we'll keep you updated, but until next time,
Keep gazing into the
please don't be in
unknown. Bye.
my Bye.